Now it's time for sports.
Kenny Perry birdied the last hole to tie fellow American Chad Campbell 9 under par at the Masters. We're joined now by our own Tom Goldman, who's covering it at Augusta. Tom, how's my golf voice?
Scott, I can't hear you. Could you please speak up?
All right. I said Kenny Perry birdied the last hole. He tied Chad Campbell at 9 under par, one stroke lead at the Masters. How are you, Tom? Significant day down there.
Very significant. Scott, it's moving day. Can you feel it? Moving day is, in any golf tournament, the Saturday of the tournament, the day before the final round, and it's when players kind of jockey around on the leaderboard and try and get in good position for Sunday's final round. And interestingly, here at Augusta, moving day is extra important. Since 1990, here's a little tidbit for you. Since 1990, the Masters champion has come from the final pairing on Sunday. That's the top two on the leaderboard every year but one. So the race is on today to see who can maybe get into that final pair tomorrow.
Tom, how can you be talking so loud in a golf course? I mean, aren't there people turning around saying, will you keep it down? Tiger's trying to putt.
He's not ready to putt yet.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about Tiger, because he's staying on the fringes. He hasn't made a bold Tiger move yet.
Tiger, Scott, is part of what we are calling an attractive leaderboard today, but he's pretty far down the leaderboard. He's 7 strokes behind Mr. Kenny Perry and Chad Campbell, as you just whispered about. And, you know, I followed Tiger a little bit around the course yesterday. He just didn't seem to have it. And he would, you know, he'd get a birdie on one hole and then kind of give it back with a bogey on the next. And he was looking disgusted and throwing his clubs and just, and after he bogeyed the 18th hole and he came off and he was a pretty mopey guy. One person I talked to, a longtime veteran of covering this event, said Tiger looks tired. And he said, you know, Tiger's been through a lot. He just, his wife just had a baby. He's coming off knee surgery, the pressure. Poor Tiger, right, Scott?
But yeah, yeah.
We never.
I mean, his wife had the baby. I don't believe he was involved in the labor.
No, exactly. You noticed.
I mean, he's like the most marvelous athlete, but I don't think he does that.
That's right. But he feels confident. Tiger is always lurking, and he qualified for today. And as long as he's in the tournament, you know, he could do something miraculous.
Yeah, there were some people who did make the cut. Some names we'd recognize.
Yes, some big names. Ernie Els, Retief Goosen, Fred Couples, Gary Player, Greg Norman. Those are some big names in golf. You know, the one guy, though, that I think a lot of people here are going to miss is someone probably most people have never heard of. His name is Steve Wilson, a 39-year-old gas station convenience store operator from Mississippi. And his was a real Walter Mitty story here. He qualified for the Masters by winning the U.S. Mid-Amateur Championship. That's a big one. And, you know, he never really distinguished himself in his golf career up until then. He qualified for the Masters. He got here. He was nervous both days. He missed the cut, so he didn't qualify for this weekend. But I was interested in an answer that he gave me to the following question. I said, now that you've been to the mountaintop, you know, does this inspire you to try and come back, make your game better, and come back and take Augusta by storm? And this is how he answered.
No, it doesn't inspire me to try and come back. It's still the same mistakes. The short game's my weakness, and it always is. And I guess I'm not enthusiastic enough about golf to work on it like I should.
Now, Scott, I just love that answer because everyone here, I mean, some of them are like automatons. They work and work and work at their game. And here's this guy, this gas station convenience owner from Mississippi, who's been on the biggest stage in the sport. And he's saying, nah, I'm not that enthusiastic about the game. Pretty funny.
There you have it, the story of modern-day America. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm a little busy. Maybe later, you know?
Right.
Well, Tom, very nice talking to you.
Great to talk to you, Scott.
Tom Goldman, of course, our man for sports, who's down there covering the Masters Tournament in Augusta, getting fitted for a green jacket. No, so, Tom, talk very quietly for the rest of the day.